Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we triple your impact per engineer. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, advisor and consultant to tech executives worldwide, and our subject today is thinking and results. A very common and typical scenario for me is when I'm approached by a CTO or by a VP of engineering in a company, either large or small, and they start discussing some of the things that they would like help with. And none of these things are, of course, bad things. They would talk about improving the technology edge that they have, making their people happier, hiring more people or at a faster rate, achieving a structure that is different from the current one, all sorts of stuff. And then I do what every good consultant should do, and that is I try and understand what is the reason behind this, right? What are we trying to achieve by doing this? Because at the end of the day, I'm assuming no customer is going to come over and give your company more money because your engineers are happier. That might be nice, but it's not really the differentiator when it comes to your value proposition as a company. And so I'm trying to ask, why are we trying to achieve this? So we can both think and realize what makes sense in terms of the investment you should be doing here. If it's something that might make a bigger impact on the company's bottom line, maybe we need to be thinking about a bigger intervention that can increase the chances of that change happening, for example. Now, I always ask this, and I don't know if you'd be surprised to hear, but most of the times, really most of the times, even with quite big companies, with people, CTOs who are accustomed to managing budgets of millions of dollars when it comes to their headcounts and that sort of stuff, they still look at me with a blank stare and they have nothing to say when I'm asking, you know, why are we doing this? What is the bottom line? And I know that it is hard to evaluate the impact or the value of these changes when you're working in R&D because, you know, we're not talking directly about increasing sales, about our marketing efforts, that sort of stuff. We are removed a few hops from the actual customers when it comes to the bottom line. Nevertheless, you can try and guesstimate. You can have some sort of a value around this. And my proof is that without fail, when I talk to the CEO always knows something that's more tangible than just, you know, making people happier. The CEO always has a result in mind, something that would actually improve the business. This is the sort of thinking that you need to adapt as well, especially if you want to be a genuine executive in your company. Peter Drucker, the legendary management consultant, said that the purpose of a business is to create a customer, right? And, you know, there's so much encapsulated within this. Creating a customer means that the business has actually succeeded in making something that someone pays for. That's how you create a customer. So that's the purpose of a business. We need to have that end goal in mind. And without that, your business has no reason to exist. Therefore, I believe that most of those changes that we're looking to perform, that we're thinking about, should have that end result in mind. We need to be able to comprehend how these changes can affect the bottom line. And you need to adapt this sort of thinking in order to create a culture that is focused on impact. Going back to my very first sentence on this episode and most episodes, we want to triple the impact per engineer, not triple the amount of keystrokes they perform a day. And to do that, everyone needs to be laser focused on what actually brings impact, on what actually moves the needle in your company. There's a reason that's the subtitle of my book, The Tech Executive Operating System, Creating R&D Organizations That Move the Needle. And we want to do that by having this focus on what actually matters. So for example, we can talk about changing structures because at the end of the day, it might help people be more end-to-end. It might help people spend less time in collaborating between teams and trying to align different roadmaps to achieve a single feature, for example. But the bottom line of why we want to do this is usually to create better products, to iterate faster and therefore achieve a faster time to market, that sort of stuff. When we're talking about changes to our code, if you're going to invest in a huge overhaul or a rewrite of a big part of your system, of course, you know, I'm not dogmatic, there will be an aspect to it that lends itself to how much your engineers are excited about it, about the trends in the industry, because at the end of the day, we need to get those engineers in-house and help keep them there. And still, when you make a big investment in such a change, it has to be worth it. So we need to be talking about stuff like, will this help us increase our quality metrics, resulting in happier customers, resulting in, for example, lowering our churn, making our upsells better, that sort of stuff. And we need to always tie things up to that because it helps you as an executive and your management team decide how much to invest in things. When have you achieved success? So try and think about what you have in store for the next quarter or two. Think about the roadmap as it is being shaped for 2022, for example, and try and connect a line between what your team will actually be doing and what you hope to achieve at the end of the day, that is genuine, tangible results, not just feel-good metrics. We don't just want to say that we have the best team. We want to have the best team that delivers the best product. We want to have the ability to say that we've made a dent in the universe or in our company's marketplace. That's it for this week. Thank you for joining me. If you haven't yet, do subscribe to my newsletter. It's the best newsletter online for tech executives, where I share exclusive insights every week. And we'll also be announcing a new free webinar within the next couple of weeks. So do tune in. If you have any questions or comments, my email is in the show notes. Thank you and talk soon.